5. Environmental science.
Pollution in the Amazon. In recent years, people have become aware of the negative consequences of pollution. In response to the associated problems, many companies have adopted new policies in order to help protect the environment. Automobile manufacturers have improved car design to decrease emissions of harmful gases. Furthermore, many companies have begun to look for other sources of energy. They no longer want to burn coal for energy. However, some scientists have recently suggested that clean air can actually have more negative consequences than pollutants. They think that reduced pollution in North America can set a series of events into motion that would ultimately kill the Amazon rainforest. The reduction of emissions from burning coal affects temperatures. Most of the gases released when coal is burned are harmful to the environment. However, burning coal produces a gas that is important in controlling the temperature on Earth. When it is burned, sulfate aerosol is released. Sulfate aerosol remains in the lower part of the atmosphere. It reflects heat energy from the sun onto nearby clouds. Clouds become brighter from the reflected sun rays. More importantly, the surface temperatures in areas with sulfate aerosol are cooler than areas without sulfate aerosol. In the past, the presence of sulfate aerosol in North America kept the surface from becoming too warm. This included the bodies of water near the continent, such as the Atlantic Ocean. Without sulfate aerosol, however, surface temperatures are rapidly changing. The shift of water temperature affects weather patterns. Rain tends to form over bodies of warm water. The reduction of sulfate aerosol emissions has changed the temperature of the water in the North Atlantic Ocean. Without the gas, the sun's rays hit the water directly instead of being bounced off to the clouds. As the water in the North Atlantic Ocean begins to heat up, rain falls farther north than it did in the past. Meanwhile, the areas near the Amazon receive less rainfall. The change in climate is fatal to the rainforest. In 2005, a severe drought struck the Amazon rainforest. Scientists believe that the drought was caused by reduced emissions in North America. Rather than raining in the Amazon, the rain moved farther north. Scientists fear that if the pattern of warming were to continue, large portions of the Amazon could be drought-stricken. They project that by 2060, the rainforest could dry up completely.